سيدنا سليمان على نبينا وعليه الصلاة والسلام is prophet of Allah. And Allah تبارك وتعالى had granted him many miracles. Allah تبارك وتعالى had granted him such a kingdom which is neither seen in the past nor seen at present. Without any doubt, Allah تبارك وتعالى had made our beloved prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام owner of all the treasures. But I'm talking about specific kingdom granted to سيدنا سليمان على نبينا وعليه الصلاة والسلام. سيدنا سليمان عليه السلام was given authority over the animals as well as upon jinnat. His authority was on humans as well as over winds. Actually, what happened? Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam was sitting with his council. At that moment, a person was sitting in his august court. There, Malakul Maut. Who is Malakul Maut? The angel of death. The angel who sees his soul. Israel alayhi salam was also there. Israel alayhi salam was continuously staring at that person. After some time, Sayyidina Israel left. That person asked Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, who was that person continuously staring at me? He replied, he was Malakul Maut, the angel of death who seizes people's soul. He was looking at you continuously. He said, I think he had come to seize my soul. Could you please do me a favor? As you've got authority over the winds, could you please ask the wind to take me to India? That takes me away from this country. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam had this power and authority over winds. So he alayhi salam ordered the wind. The wind took that person to India. After a few days, Malakul Maut came again. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam asked, when you came last time, you were continuously looking at one person in my court. What was the reason behind? Sayyidina Israel alayhi salatu wasalam replied, the reason behind was that I was informed that after some time, I had to seize the soul of that person in India. And I was surprised that he was sitting with you. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, look at that. A person was sitting with Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, whereas his soul had to be seized in India. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, ordered the wind took him to India. That exact moment and place where his soul had to be seized. And his soul was seized exactly there. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, people of all religions and nations admit the fact that death is certain. Death is a universal truth. Death is such a reality that no one has ever denied it. People of whole world believe that one day one has to die. No one can escape from death. I said, Al-mawtu babun, kullu nafsin dakhiluha. Death is such a door that everyone has to pass through that door. Al-maut qadhun, kullu nafsin sharibuha. Death is such a drink which has to be drunk by everyone who possesses soul. Death has to come. Death will lead us towards our final destination. What preparations have we made for that? What have we sent ahead for that destination? What have we planned about that final destination? Death will certainly come. Remember that. Soul will depart from your body. Remember that. Dear Islamic brothers, do not remain heedless from this reality. Let's prepare for our better hereafter.